The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock. We got a busy show. Tom Herman's going to be with us in 45 minutes to talk about the Texas Hall, which is the greatest in college football history, by the way. That's what I heard from Michael Huff, who's...
I forgot. I sent a text to him and...
Who?
Coach Herman about... I just want to ask about Stephen Dunbar, the wide receiver at Houston. I watched him yesterday. I was actually pretty impressed with him. I talked to Major Applewhite. And
Does he separate enough?
He's not fast vertically. Yeah, he's going to probably be a high 4.5 guy. He is a great route runner. I mean, I see a lot of, mostly I see not that good route runners. And you hear it, you really have to watch a bunch of tape before you know really what a good route runner like. It's easy to say, this guy's a route runner, but when you see it, when you see what they're supposed to look like, you know, this kid is a really good route runner.
And seemed to me to be, you know, when he was hot, when you know, and he would catch everything, and then he'd just disappear.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, I think maybe I watched all his targets this year, other than like the last game. And I can tell you sometimes that quarterback was an issue.
That
could make you disappear. And then I asked Major Applewhite, who called me back. He's in Hawaii. It was at practice. And I said, well, can you come on? We can talk. He said, yeah, I'll come on with you and John. I said, what's the time difference? He goes, we're 4 hours behind you. I'm like, yeah, you can't come on.
No.
You're not coming on.
No,
so good luck with the game, coach.
At 5 in the morning.
But he's just like,
but you don't know if Major's not Kobe Bryant. He might be.
Oh, no. He said, yeah, that's too early.
Never mind. He's not Kobe.
But he said...
Kobe gets up at 4 every day.
Because I even said, like, maybe you could go on with Raheel and Dell if they wanted to. Nah, it's still too early.
Yeah, no. It's maybe Fred and AJ early. Might be
yeah,
too early.
That's about
that might be too early.
But no, the Stephen Dunbar wide receiver.
You can ask Tom Herman about that on the show.
Well, I did. He said elite route runner. He sent me a but I'd forgotten, like, oh my gosh, he's in the middle of signing. I realized,
yeah.
Oh, he's in the middle of signing day stuff today.
Yeah, he might be busy, Lance.
But he gave me an answer.
You know, like people come in and talk to you while you're trying to write your stuff up, right? And they want to talk about sex and stuff, but, you know, that happens.
Well, that happened yesterday.
It
wasn't Dell, and it wasn't anything that's going to get somebody at an office manager to make calls
You mean like the NFL network?
We're good over there.
What?
We have no problem.
Another one bites the dust?
Is there another one today?
Eaton.
Oh, David Eaton?
Yeah.
I heard about that. Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. I will just tell you something during the break.
I can... Okay. According to screenshots of his account reviewed by the New York Times.
Okay. Yeah. Get into this because here's something I want to say. Talk about what this is, because when you're done talking about what that is, and I start thinking about it, I'm like, it's embarrassing, but what did he do? Like,
the newspaper said
what did
Eaton
he do wrong?
Engaged in sexually explicit conversations with accounts that belong to adult film actresses, as well as accounts in which users identified themselves as prostitutes and paid escorts.
Okay. If that's embarrassing, let me know what he did wrong, because when you read the screenshots, I was like,
that's, well, that's not, but that's like not something that you, comments. The NFL Network,
no,
wants.
No, you don't like it. That's his personal, no, right?
Yeah.
Twitter's, well, here's what you got to learn. Twitter's not your personal account. There's no, it's not. No. It's your everything. And you're responsible. Everyone, if any of your business gets out, everyone considers it public knowledge, right? Like when you say, well, this is a personal, private conversation I had with somebody. There's no such thing. It's not private. If somebody has recorded it and it leaks, or if somebody overheard you or whatever, it's not a private conversation. And you're not entitled to private conversations.
You can't record someone that doesn't know you're being recorded in a phone conversation. Yeah. But in Twitter, you put it out there for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. But this is your own personal stuff. This is not, let's say, I don't know when it happened, but let's say it wasn't on network time. Let's say it wasn't on business time or any of that stuff. This is his own personal thing. And I'm asking this not because of NFL. He's a big wig up. I don't know him, but he's a really high up there guy at NFL Network. But I was really thinking about this, and I said, you know, when I finished reading the article on Deadspin and I looked at all the screenshots, they're not outrageous. They're little snarky comments, flirty comments. Like, it's not way over the top. There's a couple. But I was thinking, so he didn't – there was no paid escorts. He didn't go do this. Well, he didn't go do this.
Well, he was talking to paid escorts, though.
Right. He was on Twitter responding to people. So the first question is, how do you know? No. That's not – none of that stuff is the issue. They make a comment on Twitter.
See, but
– like, they tweet and he responds.
But does the – now, if you're a player, you can do whatever you want. You can say, do whatever you want to with a prostitute, with a porn star. It doesn't matter because they're not – you can – but if you work for
Rob
the league,
Rob Gronkowski was smashing a porn star, of course. But that's
she was wearing his jersey. It was awesome.
But that's also his right. That's not against the law.
No, he can do whatever he wants. And but if you work for the network and you are representing the Shield, then you should probably not be
totally having
any kind of interaction with porn stars, and because the Shield, you don't want to tarnish it.
No, it's. It was embarrassing.
Right.
But he didn't actually engage in any illicit activity. Right. He made snarky. They would tweet something. Not to him. They would just tweet in general.
But doesn't he have a morals clause in his contract?
I mean, probably.
Probably.
Well, does a morals clause say don't make snarky comments to porn stars?
Yes. Don't interact with porn stars.
Does it?
And flirtatious comments to them.
I don't have any reason to. I'm pretty, in this day and age, I'm pretty happy I'm boring. I'm pretty happy that's my life.
No, you're absolutely right.
I am pretty happy. But me and Daniel Jeremiah are going to be just fine over there. We're going to be just fine.
Daniel's pretty straight-laced.
I'm not worried about me and, oh, yeah. Daniel Jeremiah's dad is Joel Osteen of the West Coast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Daniel's, gosh darn it. I've heard him cuss twice.
Does he let people into his church?
Or did he tell everyone his church is on fire, like in California?
Don't come in here.
I think he lets him in.
He lets him in.
He's actually bigger than Joel Osteen.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's monstrous. I didn't know him. It's somebody, like, I
is his
guarantee
name, last
somebody
name Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Just Google
Big Toe Guy.
You'll see. He's really, really big. I didn't know him. But anyway, yeah, Daniel's
going
to be
Joel
fine.
Is moving on and doing something else, isn't he?
What
Joel Osteen. He said he's going to be doing some, I guess.
Two guard?
No.
Because that guy can shoot.
Yeah, but he's not going to play two guard somewhere.
Corner shooter? Is he coming out for the second half of the season?
Maybe I had too many Coors Lights, but recently he said he's going to be moving on, doing something else.
Something else?
Yeah.
Like getting out of the pastor game?
Yeah.
No chance.
That's what I heard.
That can't be true.
Did anybody else hear this?
You don't just
or maybe
leave
I just
it.
Dreamt it after I was drinking too many Coors
you
Lights.
Don't just leave the gigantic TV pastor
You've
game. That's
his,
like...
Go, dude, Google his house.
No, I know.
Joel Osteen's house.
Oh, no, he could.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, he can't because he's got to pay for the taxes
it.
On that.
Yeah.
Even if it's all paid.
No, right.
He's got to keep paying the taxes, which would be too high. Unless his tax cut helps him.
I'm worried about him, his money.
Yeah, I am too. It's kind of like prison gang. You don't just get out of the pastor game.
You don't just get out.
Blood in,
you
blood
can't
out.
Get out.
It's blood in, blood out. Just getting out.
How are you going to get out? I mean, maybe invest in something else. I don't know.
I was talking to the mero mero. Who's the mero mero? Jesus.
Oh, Jesus is not. You know,
I thought it was magic.
You know who the Meadow is? Kyle Kuzma. That's who it is.
Oh, I thought we were going to avoid that this segment. Why did Kyle Kuzma, why did he put on his dad jeans and just dad out all over the Rockets and just send them to bed with no dinner? God, Kyle Kuzma is your dad.
Kyle Kuzma is, I mean, you can have all of your Lonzo balls. I'll take me a Kyle Kuzma any day of the week. What was he, 19th overall? What was he picked? Man, oh man, is that a good pick? He lasted that long midway through the draft.
Sweet shooter.
Everybody missed on this dude.
Great shooter, super duper poised the whole game.
Holy crap.
Like, didn't even show a shred of emotion. He looked like a shooting robot just out there.
He was
27th.
That was the pick.
My kids are out there going, Kyle Kuzma's unstoppable. I'm like, y'all need to be mad about this. Jackie, this isn't a happy time.
Osteen ain't giving up that prosperity preacher Ponzi money. That's not what it is. Okay?
He ain't leaving that.
Stop it.
Keep Googling, see if you can find Joel Osteen leaves a giant pile of cash and see what happens. See how long you have to Google that.
You'll never find
Joel Osteen leaves cash behind going on to become a handicapper like Brent Musburger. That's not happening.
I went to the game last night. Good crowd. It was really bad early. Down 22, in the second quarter. A team that should have been pretty well rested, that should have out. Capella makes a difference now.
Not having
Clint Capella makes a big difference.
And then Chris Paul going out in the fourth quarter. But Clint Capella, not having Clint Capella made all the difference in the world. Late in that game, that's the first time, maybe all year, that I felt the Rockets were in a kind of a offensive panic mode where they weren't even looking for the best shot. They were just trying to find 3-point shots when they were.
Oh, that's.
And I was just like, these are forced threes. These aren't in rhythm threes. It felt weird when here's Nene is about 6 feet from the basket and he's looking to kick it out to PJ Tucker somewhere. I'm like, dude, just make a layup and move.
James has a layup. He kicks it out to Trevor Ariza, who misses. I'm like, James, just take the damn layup. Just
take the two.
Of course,
move
he
on.
Missed a few of those anyway, even with his 51 points. It was a.
He had 30 in the first half.
He had 37 in the fourth, and it was like. Really, it seemed like he disappeared for a while.
Let's just call it what
it was 51.
Let's call it what it really is. You got beat. At the end of the day, you couldn't get over the hump. The Rockets were right there, had many leads, like had a tiny lead. They couldn't hit the accelerator all the way past. They actually took the lead on the Lakers, but it was right there, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then, this is the truth, the human paper cut, Corey Brewer beat you. He beat you with offensive rebounds and ones.
That's why you needed Capella.
Brewer beat you. Yep. That is the worst loss you can take in basketball.
Yeah, it was.
Corey Brewer beat
you. He was really pumped to play against. And it was nice. I mean, because he really, I felt so bad for him when he was here because
Matt Thomas told me he's the nicest guy. Joel Blank told me, he goes, he is the best guy.
Yes.
You're running to. He just was an awful fit for the Rockets. And I just hated seeing him on the court.
He was an awful fit because he can't shoot.
Yeah.
But.
And he also is super hyper. Like, he looks like he needs medicine.
That's fine. Why can't you be super hyper? Why can't you be someone that, you know, on those nights when you say, well, we just didn't have any energy. What? You play 82 games. You should have energy.
You never say that with Corey Brewer.
Never.
He's like
a
10-year-old kid who needs medicine.
Instant energy.
Yeah. But I don't ever want to see him as a Rocket again. But the point is.
I don't ever want to see him ever again because he killed the Rockets last night.
Yeah, that sucks to lose. That, like, you're supposed to lose on the road somewhere. You're not supposed to lose at home to Lonzo Ball.
Well, when they lose.
And Corey Brewer. God, that's awful. That's terrible.
When they lose, you need Klein's number? Here you go. They lose to the Sixers, and they lose to Memphis, and they lose to really average teams, if you want to know this. Of course, I don't think they played anybody above average, except for the Spurs. Right. But other than that, that's who they have to lose to, because it's just crap all the time. That's all they had. Dell apparently left his phone downstairs.
Yeah, we got problems with technology. Somebody.
You don't. Can't get in your office.
Somebody, I don't have a key to my office, and somebody locked my door. I think the people who come and get the trash.
See, I think that it was best for you to have the lock on the outside of the door if you want to know the truth.
I do too. No one can mess with it.
No, see, you can't lock yourself out of your office. That's That's the problem.
I didn't do it. Uh-huh. I don't even shut my door. I just leave it open. And I think the people who come collect trash, somebody must have done something. Or my special Matt Lauer lock got locked. But so I can't get in and everything's there. My phone is currently on 20. Apparently, we have now changed the password for the Wi-Fi in here. I don't have a computer.
And you just have, well,
I just looks like it's
a, you know what? Probably a day we should talk to Hatchet Man. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Let's get the Hatchet Man at the end of the
let's do that.
8 o'clock hour. Mark Jones from ESPN is going to join us actually to talk about Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Houston Rockets. We'll talk about that. It's Christmas Day, right?
Yep.
I feel like that's the kickoff for the NBA season where people really start paying attention more because football's just about over regular season-wise and even fantasy football-wise. So a lot of people start turning their attention to the next thing.
We're only a couple of weeks from the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. It's already.
Yeah. All right, 7:14 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about tomorrow. What's tomorrow, guys? Christmas party. It's going to be on tomorrow at Klein's Jewelers.
With the people vomiting and onside kicks everywhere, jump in the bushes. You will win great watches and earrings.
That is true, actually. All of that is true. Tomorrow. And you will eat and you will drink. You could puke if you join the eggnog contest. It's Klein's is open tonight until 9. Okay, Thursdays until 9, and this is the last Thursday before Christmas, so this is the last time that you'll be able to go there late and get your stuff. What you do is you go there today, order your stuff, and you come and pick it up tomorrow at the Christmas party. It is on tomorrow. Sweet Miller is bringing his food. Kobo's Q is bringing their food. Uberito is bringing their food. Be plenty of Blue Mountains. Blue Mountains tomorrow, okay? For libations.
There's Battle Red Kool-Aid.
Battle Red Kool-Aid is on tomorrow. It's back to Klein's Christmas party. This time, 5868. We'll see how this works out in this little parking lot. 5868 Westheimer Road. If you're looking for that jewelry, this is the time to come and get it. Okay, today or tomorrow, he's got a whole, you should see, lined with jewelry at Klein's Fine Jewelers. Get on over there. Everybody's going to win a prize. Everybody's going to get something tomorrow. It's the Christmas party at Klein's. 832-316-1388. That's Klein's cell phone. So you can text them or you can send them a picture. 832-316-1388. Tomorrow's the Christmas party. 5868 Westheimer's Klein's Jewelry.
Hey, guys. GulfCoast.net is the website to see all of the vehicles they have in stock at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. It's right there in Angleton, and Craig DeSurf is my guy. And one of the reasons I agreed to speak for Craig DeSurf is because I love that guy. He is fantastic, and he runs a dealership the way it's supposed to be. That's the very first time I ever saw someone who made car buying really fun for people, and all the people, the people who came in, entire generations, grandparents, parents, the youngest kids and family, you know, and families who were getting their first car, they would come into his dealership that was here in Houston. He left that dealership once there was an ownership change because he didn't really love the way they were doing business. And he went out there, and they are doing huge business because they have a gigantic selection of Chevy pickup trucks. Like, they have great deals right now with $10,000 off MSRP on the new Texas edition of the Chevy pickup truck, the Chevy Silverado. They have the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. They have the Yukons and the Suburbans. They have the Chevy Cruze with 25% off MSRP. They have the Buick Enclaves. They have three or four different crossover vehicles on the Buick side. So whether it's a crossover, whether it's an SUV, or whether it is a pickup truck, I promise you the selection and the price point is astonishing out there. They will not be beaten in those areas. Service, selection, and price point. That's what they do out there at GulfCoast.net. Go to the website, check it out for yourself, and even if you buy it online, they will valet the vehicle into Houston if you need them to. That's the type of service they give you. GulfCoast.net.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Stu wants to get in here. He wants to talk about, I think he really enjoys the show. Hey, Stu, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
So I drive in this car every day. I have for the last 2 years from like 7 to 8:30. And since you guys started, I never hear a thing about the sports, like what happened over the weekend. I haven't been able to watch football games for the last 3 weeks, so I have no idea what's going on with football anymore.
Are you kidding me? All we talked about...
That's
inaccurate. We spent a ton of time just Monday about what happened in the Steelers.
Yesterday, we talked about the Texans for practice.
Texans was almost the whole show. Steelers and... So that can't be accurate. We talked about the Texans pretty much the whole show until the last half hour where it devolved into arguments about Daryl Morey. And then on Monday was Steelers, was all Steelers-Patriots. So how is that accurate?
Well, I'll tell you, I sit in the car, primetime radio. And I no longer know what's going on with the NFL because my only source of being able to listen and find out what's going on is ESPN radio because I'm not able to hear it over the weekend or watch football over the weekend.
So what?
And
so Monday.
That's a new development with ESPN radio.
So,
I've always.
Okay, Stu. What, so Monday. Stu, since you listened to it forever, what did we. So Monday.
What's going on with the Giants and Eli Manning? What's going on with Ezekiel Elliott?
This is
who won last week? The only reason I even know who won
are you
was
kidding?
Because at your intermissions, the lady that comes on and says sports and like
who
a 5-second clip.
Dude, go to a website. How on Monday do you not know the scores? Are you serious, Stu? You don't know
because
the scores of games?
That's why I'm
you
sitting
work
in the
for,
car for an hour and a
how
half.
Are you calling on your, how are you calling on your office phone in your car? Oh, you have a phone and you work for... You can't check a score on your phone while you're taking a crap? Are you kidding, Stu? Will you need us to give you the scores? Stu.
By the way.
You don't need scores.
Stu.
You know what? I tell you what, Dell. Put Stu on hold, and can you give him an update on what's going on in the world of the NFL? Give him an NFL update.
Here, one of the interns.
In the world, and great news for Giants fans, Eli Manning is back. Season number 15, Eli's going to be back. That's the big news is what's up with Eli Manning and the 3-win Giants? What are they going to do now?
I know.
Everyone wants to know. Here's a news flash, Stu. Giants lost. Hey, Stu, it's me, Jerry from WFAN Radio in New York. Giants lost.
Uh-huh. By the way, San Francisco beat Tennessee 23-22.
Big news.
Have you heard? Oh, in other news, the Rams beat the Seahawks 42-7. Hey, how about that game? 42-7, everybody. How about the Rams going in there and winning that football game? And in other news... The Texans lost 45-7 this week. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was an ass kicking. What the hell do you, Stu?
Good, dude. Hey, guys, it's right here. It's me. It's Jerry with the Stu update. We got some big news going on Eli Manning. It appears as though he's lost it, and he never really had it. Couple of lucky catches for him, and that's how he got his Super Bowl titles. Also in the world of football, Kareem Hunt had a monster weekend for Stu's fantasy team and Todd Gurley. Stu doesn't know if he won or not because he's got a phone that doesn't have the internet. Maybe give you a ride. Guys, also the Knicks. Porzingis isn't going to play the whole season. He's supposed to play about 66 games because his lunatic personal trainer said he's too skinny and he can't keep weight on. New York sports leader right here in Houston. We don't count Houston Texans talk as a football talk.
And the Islanders, they also won yesterday.
Hey, guys, good news. The Rangers got a Russian. He's a defenseman. Imagine that. Hey, guys, big news. Melo came back to town. Everyone cheered for him. Well, not everyone. Mostly people booed for him. Hey, also, other news, Stu. Some of the other players on your fantasy team, your kicker Justin Tucker had 7 points. Big news, Stu. Phones are going to be adding internets in 2018 so you can even check your own scores by yourself on your phone so you don't have to have scoreboard updates because this isn't 2002 or even 97, really.
Jesus Christ, Stu. Dummy.
dumb. I came back to the station for Stu. Jesus.
Well, we got our updates. Stu, you got your updates.
Beat it, Stu, and never come back. Hey, guys, I know y'all spent all freaking Monday talking about the Patriots versus Steelers and the catch rule and this. I know you spent all day on that. I didn't count that because you didn't give me the scores. But I didn't know what happened with Eli. What's up with Zeke? Zeke died. You didn't?
No.
Zeke Elliott was in a car crash.
No,
dude.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Don't say that because Stu now believes that he thinks Zeke is dead.
Because he can't check any news.
Stu's like on a desert island. Like, guys, I don't know nothing that's going on.
You know Steve's best friend is Mark Kestisher, the ESPN radio sport update guy.
Tony Desiri.
He loves that guy.
Tony Desiri.
Oh, man.
By the way, finds out what the Spurs are doing.
He called Tony Desiri a woman, apparently. Apparently a woman updates him
he
on
He cries every day that his and hers comes on, Jamila. Like, this used to be a sports center. What has happened to this stuff?
Wait, I don't know what happened with Eli.
I was like,
he played Sunday. Today's Thursday.
They fired their coach. Like, how far do we got to go back, Stu? If you don't know anything since we started, I mean, let's just catch up with the 28th. What took place? Can we give them the Thanksgiving Day scores?
By the way,
do we need to go.
By
to
the
that?
Way, the Giants lost three times since we started.
Yeah, Stu.
Just so you know,
you're taking so many L's. You don't even want to know. You know, frankly, Stu. You know the reason why we're not telling you scores and what's going on with Eli. We're trying to spare you. That's how much we like you. Bad news, Stu. Now, now on, I swear to God, every time anything comes up with New York
Eli.
Sports, I'm going to think of Stu.
No, he said he wanted Zeke too. Okay,
division.
He
wants to know because he wants his division teams.
Oh,
that's
maybe.
Why. Yeah,
maybe.
He just wants his look.
I don't know
I said,
what happened with Eli.
Zeke
what happened? What do you mean? What happened with Eli?
Eli got caught up
he
in
lost
the Matt Lauer
again.
Thing.
Much like what happened to everything with Eli this year, he lost.
He lost.
That's what's
yeah.
happening.
He's just taking a bunch of L's because he's no good anymore. And if you're lucky, you'll get rid of him to like the Broncos.
Oh, he wants us. Okay, I mean,
jeez. Can't believe he won out. Where's the score?
Listen, Andrew Whitworth had a toe. He was limited in practice
you
yesterday,
think he
Stu.
Wants, we can do okay. Injury Report Radio
can,
if they want.
We can do that.
Injury Report Radio is pretty tight.
All right. By the way, yeah, Carson Palmer was throwing
let's
again.
Let's get Daniel. Let's get
he's
Daniel.
On, he's on injured reserve, but he was throwing again.
Let's get Daniel in here. Daniel, welcome
Darryl.
To welcome.
Darryl.
Oh, Daryl. Daryl, let's get Stu Radio. What's going on, Daryl? How you doing? Welcome to All Stu Radio. We got the Rangers, New York Rangers injury report coming up in just a second. Big changes on the second line too. On the
yeah,
on the, yeah. So, what's up, Daryl?
Yeah, this is Daryl. That guy Stu must be short for stupid. That guy, I mean, he can't go sit down at a Buffalo Wild Wings and just look up for 20 seconds to see what happens. Oh, God.
Look up for 20 seconds.
They do have, what is that thing?
A ticker?
A ticker. They got a ticker up there, Stu.
Swear to God, don't we have tickers?
No,
can we just give Stu a ticker? Don't
listen,
we have them here?
Aren't we giving those away at the
listen,
Christmas party?
He dude can't watch any NFL on the weekend. He can't. He doesn't have a second
Stu.
To look at his phone or his computer to see a score.
Stu, I got news
you
for
want
you.
To talk about a dude who was dedicated to his job.
Whatever your job is, it is a hard job because all we're trying to do is we talk Texans. Like a
I hope
lot
he's
of,
saving
we
lives.
We were even asking on Tuesday, why are we talking? We're just buried deep in Texas.
I hope Stu doesn't sell vacuums or something. I hope
are
he's saving lives.
Are we allowed to talk about the Rocket, Stu?
No.
Are we allowed to talk about, I mean, I guess we got a default. What's the latest on Odell? What's the latest on? Can anyone give me an update? Dale, do you have any updates on Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, he
Giants wide receiver
in the last game.
Stu, nice.
Good news, Stu. I got some good news for you.
A long touchdown.
I know that Eli and the Giants have lost three straight since we came on, and you didn't know any scores. But Sterling
they
Shepard
did
actually
fire their coach too. By the way,
oh, all of this, all
Stu,
of,
this is gonna be a little,
it's gonna be a little tough for you.
Ooh, spoiler alert! Don't hit Stu with the heavy stuff like that.
Do you think Stu knows that Eli's starting streak broke? Do you think he realizes that?
Stu, I had more bad news for you. Gino was a quarterback, and you got rid of your head coach and
general manager. Yep, Jerry Reese gone. All right, put together all your Super Bowls. Gone.
Mello's gone.
The whole thing was ridiculous.
No, Mello's been gone.
I don't know how long Stu's been.
Yeah, you never know. You don't know.
No, when he was listening to the ESPN, they would talk about Mello. Trust him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You remember?
Oh, they talked about Melo.
Mike
all the
and
time.
Mike would talk about Melo.
I mean, nobody is fake. No one's less fake important than Carmelo Anthony to sports, but you would think it was the most important story going until Lonzo Ball came in the league.
You know, the whole call was ridiculous, but then he dropped, I don't know what happened with the Giants. Like, why won't we be talking about the Giants, period, Stu?
Stu. No one's talking about the Giants. You want to know how you lose a radio show? You know why Mike and Mike isn't on anymore? Because they talked about the Giants.
They killed Eli Manning as well.
Yes. All right. Hey, guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. It's the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy pajamas by Pajamagram. I couldn't get this job done. Next year, we're going to have hoodie footies for the we're going to have hoodie footy relay races at the client's Christmas party. They loved the idea of having hoodie. You got to get into the hoodie footy, run, take it off. Somebody else has to put it on, run, relay races. We couldn't get it done this year. We're going to do it next year, though, because the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Guys, they're swamped right now. That's why we couldn't get it done, because Christmas is coming, but they're guaranteeing that you're going to get this hoodie footy by Christmas. Or how about get the sweet and sexy gift set? Includes a hoodie footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com. Save $40. Plus, you don't have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed.
Are there Giants PJs?
There are no Giants PJs.
Oh,
there.
Not interested. Hashtag Stu.
So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. 1-800-GIVE-PJs, Pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
Hey, you know, here's something, Stu. Men's Tea Clinic. Now, this is the deal. If you've got a team that if you're feeling down, and frankly, some of their players, I'm thinking – they seem a little sluggish, a little lethargic, low energy. These are all telltale signs of low testosterone. I was suffering the same way your quarterback was. And so now I went over to Men's Tea Clinic. I was going to speak for them. They said, well, you're always tired, fatigued. That's one of the telltale signs. I was like, yeah, also I don't get sleep. I have caffeine crashes, blah, blah, blah. And they said, yeah, let's just test you anyway. What do you say, Lance? And I said, okay, that's fine. Boom, came back low. And I was like, and at first I felt bad, and then I felt good because I realized, wait a minute, they can treat this. I can get rid of this blah feeling I've had for a couple of years. And sure enough, the first, after 3 days, they said there was going to be a huge energy boost, and there was. It's noticeable. It's very noticeable for most people. Then after a couple of months, you start seeing changes in your body type. You start to lean down, convert lean muscle mass. If you're working out at the same time, you're getting your testosterone level back to where it's supposed to be. You will see results, and you will see results that you are very happy about. Go to mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com. And get tested and find out if you're a candidate for treatments so that you can get your testosterone level back to where it should be, which will make you feel like the real you again. Two locations, one in Cypress area. The other location that I go to is at 1801 Durham and I-10. I promise you, when you stop in there, it's going to be one of the best trips you made. Open from 8 to 5 every single day and open on Saturdays until 1. It's MensTClinic.com, 713-568-1175.
Oh, God. Stu is getting killed. One thing we know for sure, though, Stu won't be on Twitter. He doesn't have time. Okay? He's just too busy.
No way he has an app.
Slow down, guys. Stu has to write down these scores. Stu, you're just getting... There are all kinds of, you know, that old,
oh my God, you don't know the
Victrola with the giant megaphone. Yeah. That you're,
is that what they're called? And,
yeah.
Where you have to crank it so the sound will come out?
And other news.
The New York football Giants are victorious over the New York, over the Green Bay Meat Packers. They won 12-11. And the two safeties by Manny Michelmeyer.
Actually, no one back then would have been named Manny.
No.
There wouldn't have been
Three Fingers.
Frank Gifford. Yeah. Three Fingers
Sullivan.
Today.
By Clubfoot Sullivan. You may know him as the younger brother of Fighting Tommy Sullivan, the bare knuckles brawler who once took on Jim Corbett and lost in the 17th round with broken eye socket.
Jeez. Stu.
Stu.
I'm going to tell you something.
Catch up. There's such a thing called the internet, Stu.
In real life, Stu, you made the show better.
You did.
I like to say that you ruined it, but the fact is you made it better, and I'd like to give you something for free, like a point.
Come by tomorrow, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're busy. Stu doesn't have a minute to wait.
How's he going to get there? He doesn't have a map on his phone. Stu's got a key map. Like, how do I get to this place? This key map is just all over the place.
Key map.
Bring you the news direct from Batavia in the heart of the Far East fighting zone. In addition, Harry Marble will report on the latest developments.
This is what Stu's looking for.
This is. But first, here's the situation in brief. The Japanese are closing in on the city of Singapore.
Japanese are closing in, Stu. Hurry to work.
In Burma, the Japanese have crossed the Salween River. MacArthur's men are holding their lines on...
See, I had no idea this hurricane was coming, boy. You didn't even say anything on the radio program. How am I supposed to get my news and my weather reports? Hey, man, Stu, you got a lot of stuff you're putting on our plate.
Stu. Yeah, Stu's like, what is this Twitter
swear
thing?
To God,
what is this Twitter thing you guys are talking about?
Swear to
about?
God, when's the last time we did score update? It was at 6:10. And it was at, like in the first 3 years. Remember when we had to set scoreboards at the top of the hour?
He used to read the paper, Ed?
Stu absolutely gets a newspaper.
Oh, yeah. When Ed, yeah. Well,
well, Stu, looks like
he would have loved that show.
Well, David Faraday was reportedly suspended from golf coverage, says here. Also, the New York Giants, their transaction reports look like this. Signed to the practice squad, Bobby Hart is on injured reserve. On the practice squad is Josue Matias from Florida State.
Because Ed would like get so bored with the show, I'm just going to read everything's in the paper till the show's over. Like, God, can I get this done? Like,
in the fourth race, here's what post positions look like.
Man, is it really? That's what you're doing?
That's the Stu Kin's longing for those days.
I haven't even heard what happened at Meadowlands in the fifth.
Well, since you guys came on,
I don't get my horse racing results. Man, Stu has no apps on his phone at all.
Stu does not drive a station wagon with plywood on the side.
How am I supposed to know what to buy my wife for Christmas? You guys didn't tell me. Bums. Hashtag I'm with Stu. Is that the new I'm with Stu? Tell this caller stool. No one cares about Eli. I'm not telling him that.
No, don't do it.
This guy's living in 1985.
I'm on Team Stu right now.
Okay? I'm with Stu.
Yep.
You know what Stu was begging for? That truly is InfoLine. You don't know what InfoLine is, but we got to get InfoLine going. InfoLine is when people call. I would get boards of calls for an hour if I started InfoLine, and it's just this. It's the music, Dell, from Napoleon Dynamite, the like one of the doo, 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 doo. It's, you know, the little keyboard music. And people would just call and ask, because somebody asked me what the – it was almost the same thing, like – guys, what's the score of – what did the Dallas Cowboys do yesterday? What was the score like? And here was the score. And he goes, well, who do they play next? I'm like – it was almost very Stu-like. Right. I said, are you just looking for some kind of information line? Like, you know this is a show, right?
No, and so that's what they want.
This is – it was something similar. It's a little more – and people would call, like, let's see if we can do InfoLine now. And you'll get – let me do two or three. I think you'll do pretty good at this, too. This is actually it. 713-780-3776. Any answers to any questions, no matter how mundane, we've got you here.
We got Gilbert
on the bench at 713. He has to ask just a question, though. 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776 here on InfoLine.
It's InfoLine, followed by Garden Line right here.
In InfoLine, you're very quiet and you just give right information. Here. Like people that, hey, I was wondering if we go to a four-way stop and two people get there at the same time, how do we, what should I do? How should I proceed?
You look to your right.
Yeah. The person on the right actually goes first. So typically,
what if it's
you
four people at
the right.
same time?
Yeah. And then I just give straight four, like, what's the best way to make to get a medium rare steak? What I like to do is get the temperature of the grill up to a reasonably hot temperature, medium high. Do not go too high because that abuses the protein. And what you'll do is sear for about 3 minutes on each side and go one more minute and a half on each side. And that gets you a nice even sear. As you see, the InfoLine just blows up. It doesn't take much to get InfoLine going.
All right.
Oh my God, these are all InfoLine calls. So if Dell can get this, we will start taking, because I think John's pretty good at InfoLine, too. I got a funny
Hi, welcome to InfoLine. Let's get Nick on. Nick, welcome to InfoLine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, great today. I hope you're doing good.
I am doing fantastic. My question was about the 2018 World Series. Not knowing where it will be played, how will the barometric pressure of the home stadium affect Game 7?
I'll take this one, John. Well, first of all, we don't know if there will be a Game 7. But so let's just suppose that the weather, typically the weather, according to Farmer's Almanac, the barometric pressure does drop later in October. So typically what will happen is the ball will travel less. Now, with the changes in weather patterns and climate patterns, there is a chance that we could see the ball flying out of the stadium at that time. So really, we won't get a good feel on the barometric pressure until we get a better feel for weather patterns, and that should take place sometime in May or June. So hopefully we'll know at that time. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks for calling InfoLine, Nick. Let's get Dimitri in here. That's a funny name. Dimitri, welcome to InfoLine.
Hey, Dimitri.
Morning, guys. Morning.
Yes. Good morning.
It's Longhorn Dimitri here. You know, I was about to order a breakfast burrito at one of those places that, you know, they have all these different things to put on a tortilla. I didn't know. I mean, what do y'all think about the best combination of things to put on
a John, you want to make this quick because we've got a Longhorn coach coming up next.
So. Tom Herman's going to be joining us next on InfoLine. Well, the thing
best
is,
combination
chorizo is wonderful in the morning.
Everyone loves
if
chorizo.
If you've never had a chorizo and
really
egg
is.
And cheese, it's wonderful. You wrap that with a tortilla and slightly browned on each side. It's a wonderful combination.
Dimitri, I don't want to step on your question, but do you always go flour or do you ever go corn on those?
I always go flour.
I do too. I
love flour. Thanks. Well, Tom Herman is going to be joining us next on right here on ESPN 97.5.
We'll get all the information that you need about the Texas Longhorns coming up next.
Right, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Thanks,
you know what you need if you're going to watch a ball game?
Hey, John, I got a question for you. What would you suggest people do? I'm looking for a beverage to have this weekend and really anytime. Do you have any recommendations on beverages?
Well, I'm sure anytime, day or night, a cool Coors Light would do, especially tomorrow morning at the Christmas party. Coors Light will be present. And when your mountains are blue, that means that it's ice, ice cold, and it's wonderful. All you have to do is pick up a great Coors Light at your local grocer or your liquor store, and you will enjoy the wonderful taste that is Coors Light. Coors Light is wonderfully refreshing, morning, noon, or night. Again, you can't have a great time all day unless you start in the morning. So start tomorrow morning with us with a Coors Light right here on ESPN 97.5 at Klein's Fine Jewelers. Thank you from InfoLine.
All right, welcome back. The coach, Tom Herman. University of Texas with a nice haul yesterday. Let's talk to him about that. Coming back to Houston to play in the bowl game. Coach Tom Herman with us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's up?
How you guys doing? Appreciate you having me back.
Man, we appreciate you being here. First of all, let's talk about your class yesterday. About how about this early signing period? What do you think, and how did it work out for you guys?
Well, I think it's good for the players. Especially the ones that that know where they want to go. They don't want to be recruited anymore. They just want to get it over with. And so I think you saw a lot of that. I think you saw some guys that were eager because it became the popular thing to do because it was new to sign in December. So I think in the future there may be less of that. There may be, you know, some better advice from some people that have seen the way it played out this year. But I think overall it's you know, anything that can help the student athlete, which I think this was put in place to do, is a good thing. And for those that know where they want to go and want recruiting to be over, then they should be afforded that opportunity.
You know, there's so many. How's this going to change the world of late? It's going to change. There's a lot of schools out there who are pretty good at flipping guys later or go aggressively after guys late to flip them. This changes the landscape as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, it's really, really difficult for a school like us because we don't, quote, over offer. You know, we're not going to we have very, very few offers out there because when we say the word offer, there's no such thing as a non-committable offer or an offer to get you to camp. I mean, I hear all these things nowadays, and it's you know, makes my eyes roll just because you offer a kid a scholarship, that's offering them a scholarship. And so for us, if he wants to say yes, He has that opportunity to do that, and we better be doing cartwheels and jumping jacks if he does. And so you're going to offer the guys that you want first, that you have evaluated and said this is the best at his position and for what we need. But there's also guys that are down that list too. And you've got to recruit those guys without an offer at Texas, because a lot of times if you offer somebody at Texas, they're going to say yes, and then that spot gets taken up. And so it used to be back in the day, then you could kind of go back in on that kid and, you know, with a few weeks left before signing day, you could convince him to come visit and start building a better relationship with him if you needed to offer him. But now that kid's gone. You know, he's signing with somebody else. And so it really makes, you know, how you throw your offers out, it really makes you think twice about, you know, where the strategy behind that.
Tom Herman with us here on ESPN 97.5. All the coaches that I've talked to, Coach, have mostly said, I like the early signing period. I hate the spring visits because it just elongates that. And, you know, a lot of off time for guys who don't make a hell of a – everybody's, well, you coaches make millions of – not every – a lot of coaches don't make millions of dollars, okay? So – and it just – that time that they could have had off is now spent recruiting.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. Only in very rare circumstances would we even think about doing it. We don't need to. We're going to sign 80 to 90% of our class from guys that are within driving distance of our campus. And so we're going to push really hard to get all those guys here multiple times on unofficial visits. But, you know, for us, we don't need, you know, it's going to help the Midwest schools that need to go south to fill their rosters, because those places are a lot more attractive in the spring than they are in December and January, and their players, their rosters need to be filled with guys that can't drive to their campus. So I think it's good. Again, it's good for the kids, man. It's good for these kids to be able to get exposed to these out of state schools if they so choose, and have the school pay for it. But again, I think out of sight, out of mind, if a kid comes on a visit in April and you're expecting to sign him in December and he's never coming back to your campus again, the odds of you getting that kid are probably pretty slim.
Well, it started innocuously enough last year with two guys who had injury issues, Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette, skipping bowl games. And now it has really blown up with players who are now skipping bowl games, who are going to the pros. I'm sure the Jalen Smith thing had something to do with that, Ohio State versus Notre Dame a couple years ago. But I don't know. How do you reconcile that, Coach? Because you want to go out there and win. You also have been part of programs where you send a lot of guys to the pros, so you understand that too. Like, you're dealing with that now. How do you deal with that? How do you view that?
I think you can do both, and I'll explain what both means. I think you can advise and want your guys all to play in the bowl game and finish their season. The season is not done. But I also think that, you know, you're as the head coach or any coach, you're not the sole decision maker for that young man. And he's got people in his life that are giving him advice. He's got his own opinion on things. And should he choose to declare early for the NFL draft and not play in the bowl game, then we're going to support him, because we want our guys to be successful. We want them to be happy. We want them to have great careers in the National Football League. So we're going to support them. But just because they maybe make a decision that's against your advice doesn't mean you're going to excommunicate them from this family or this support system. We're going to give them our advice, but then at the end of the day, they make a decision, and we're going to support them.
But how does that change preparation for you? Because obviously you're going to have some guys who aren't playing. So I know I've heard coaches say, we love bowl games because this is like an early spring practice for us. I mean, this is a chance for some guys to step up. Is that how you're looking at this at all? You know, get a, I don't know, just almost an opportunity for some guys to make a name headed into next year?
Yeah, it's been great for some of these kids that are filling in for a couple of these guys that are deciding not to play in the bowl game, because they get so many more quality reps in practice through these practices in the bowl preparation, then they're going to play in a game. Now, obviously, we're not as good a team when the guys that have declared for the NFL aren't playing. I mean, that's or else they wouldn't be playing, and the guy that's their backup would have been. You know what I mean? And so, but that's okay. We'll figure out a way to get better. These kids that are coming in to fill in for those guys are going to be better because of the experience. And I'm excited to kind of, this is kind of an out with the old, in with the new, in terms of bowl prep. You're kind of ushering out the 2017 season and ushering in the 2018 season.
Tom Herman with us on ESPN 97.5. So after your first year there, and now you've got your first class in, well, at least the early signing period, what did you think? What did you have to focus on? What did you need most?
Well, we needed DBs, and we signed an unbelievable DB class that I'm so proud of our coaches and really our players do an unbelievable job recruiting for us and being honest with these recruits and inviting competition to our team and letting them know just how much we truly do care about them and all of the positive things that are going on in our program. So we needed DBs, and then we needed offensive linemen, and I think we addressed those needs pretty well.
I got to tell you, I went up and watched a practice earlier this year, John, and Coach, I don't think this is a norm in college football. I saw technology there as far as helmet stuff and concussion protocol stuff, a workout, the 3D cameras that you guys have there, Coach. Your weight room, you guys just redid a weight room. It was unbelievable. Are there a lot of programs that have this stuff, or do you guys have some stuff that a lot of programs don't have right now? Because I've never seen these before.
Yeah, I'd like to think. I mean, I don't know what everybody in the country has, but I think we're pretty cutting edge. And, we even go so far as to do, like you were saying, these 3D body scans, and we put all of our players, we do an assessment on them when they first get here, and these cameras, they monitor them as they're doing all sorts of different exercises, from box jumps to hamstring curls to you name it, and it'll tell you quite literally, hey, when you're doing a box jump, mm-hmm. if it's a two-footed box jump, you're actually really using your right leg, 12% more than your left leg. And so that means your left leg's probably a little bit weaker. So we've got to focus on your left leg. And so I think they're all tied into injury prevention, as well as, maximizing a young man's genetic potential. Every kid's got a genetic ceiling, if you will, genetic potential, we call it. We think that our program maximizes that genetic potential better than anybody in the country.
But the clearest urine too.
That's right. And we had zero hamstring pulls this season.
Did you really?
Hydrate and stretch.
If your urine is yellow, you're a selfish teammate.
That is correct. Dark yellow.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not a good teammate. Diet Dr. Peppers and coffee all day. I'm like, ooh, Coach Herman would call me a selfish guy right now at this very moment.
You're not about the team, Lance.
No.
Not about the team.
Not at all.
All right, we'll let you go. We know you got to go. We appreciate you hanging with us. Welcome back to Houston, and good luck against Missouri. We didn't even talk about Missouri. Drew Locke's pretty good, isn't he?
Jamon Moore, they got some
really
players.
Good. They've won six straight. Their quarterback's thrown for the most touchdown passes in all of Division I football. So, we've got our work cut out for us.
And that defense is kind of sneaky good, too. They got a good front.
They got better.
They got a good front. Marcel Frazier.
You're right, Lance. Their front is really, really good.
This
really
big
good.
Guy, I don't know even know who he is. Some big guy that they have, like a single-digit number. I had to go look him up because he's a sophomore. He was throwing guys around. I'm like, who is this guy? Marcel Frazier's
really awesome. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, no problem, Coach. Get them blocked up.
Yeah. Have fun with that, Coach. All right, we'll see you here.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, there's Tom Herman right here. He's going to be at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bowl.
Maybe you can get to that game if you're driving in your Yukon. I drove a GMC Yukon for 3 years, actually 5 years, and it's like riding on pillows. It's such a smooth, comfortable ride. And one of the things I'm really looking forward to driving now that I'm with Gulf Coast Buick Chevy GMC is the Chevy Suburban, which everyone rants and raves about the Chevy Suburban as well. Now, I've got a larger family, so obviously the Suburban and the Yukon extended body, that's what's good for me. You might be somebody who says, you know what's good for me, Lance? I want something to be able to haul some things around. I love my pickup truck. I've had one for years. Then why don't you take a look at the GMC Sierra pickup truck, or maybe Chevy Silverado Texas Edition that they've got 10% off of MSRP right now at it's 10,000, I should say, off of MSRP over at GulfCoast.net. That's GulfCoast.net. Chevy Cruze is 25% off MSRP, and you've got some incredible deals going on right now with your Buick Enclaves and Encores and the crossover vehicles, whether it's crossovers, SUVs or pickup trucks, they've got you covered. My man Craig DeSurf will get you the hookup right there in Angleton. They'll even drive the vehicle in town for you if that's what it takes. Go to gulfcoast.net.
All right, time to talk Trailer Wheel and Frame. It's that time of the year. Somebody wants something for their pickup. How about that? Why don't you stop by Trailer Wheel and Frame and get that toolbox? How about that? Well, how would you like that? Or that gun rack?
I call those Stu's toolboxes.
Well, no, Stu doesn't have a toolbox on his pickup. He's got a horse and buggy. Stu doesn't have a pickup, okay? So he's not all about toolboxes. What you need is something for that pickup. How about a bed liner this holiday season? Nothing says I love you like a bed liner for your pickup. That's what you get at Trailer Wheel and Frame. If they've been looking for this stuff, then you got it. All at 8222 I-45 north of Canino exit. Yeah, you can also get the trailer for your loved one. You can get the hitch, the winch, whatever you need. Waking up and having that winch under the Christmas tree is every guy's dream. So you're looking for whatever it is. And oh, by the way, coming soon, its own service bay just for pickups and all of the Mateco just to put it on. I got it. It's at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit, trailerwheel.com.